Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera helpline. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, I have a potential claimant here for the Depo claim. I submitted her information via the portal. Her first name is Tiffany. It's spelled Tiffiney. Last name, Wilson.
Okay, perfect. I just received the information. I'll go ahead and take it from here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tiffany, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey there, Tiffany. So my name's Ethan. We're on a recorded line here. I'll be your intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. Now, Tiffany, I'll be your intake specialist, like I mentioned. Many of these questions, I just want to let you know, may sound familiar or you may have already been asked, but they do need to be restated for the sake of the recording, so I do apologize for any repetition. However, this should only take about 10 to 15 minutes. I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, right?
Correct.
Okay, so Tiffany, do you already have an attorney that's helping you with the claim for this?
No, sir.
Okay, can you confirm to me that under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, signed any documents or packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
No, that's correct.
Okay, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Tiffany, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with that. How are you doing now?
I'm doing better. They actually removed it.
Gotcha. Well, I'm really glad to hear that went all well for you. I am glad to hear that. What date were you diagnosed, Tiffany?
November the 5th. 2023.
Okay, November 5th, 2023. What is your birthday?
1997.
You said 10/28/1997, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. On that note as well, do you happen to know anyone else that may need help that was injured by Depo Provera? If you don't, that's okay.
Yes, I had a friend. I'm not sure if she did it or not because we seen it on Facebook and I started filling mine out. So I'm not sure if she did hers because we thought it was fancy.
Okay, gotcha. Well, in any case, Tiffany, if you do happen to know anyone else that may need help, I can actually give you a text message from my callback number, and you'll be free to share that with anyone else that you might know, and they can call me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and Tiffany, was it the name brand Depo Provera specifically that you were using?
Yes.
Okay. At any point, did you ever switch to a different version, or was it just Depo Provera?
Just the injection.
Okay. And were you using Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Gotcha. And then during that time, did you have at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Okay. And for Depo Provera, were you using this between 1992 to the present day?
Yes.
Okay. At what date did you start using Depo Provera?
September 6, 2021.
Okay, so you said September 6, 2021. What date did you stop using Depo Provera?
October 27, 2023.
Gotcha. And for the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and I have your first name down here as Tiffany, last name Wilson. That's Tiffiney, Wilson. Wilson, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a middle name or middle initial that you go by, Tiffany?
J.
You said J as in, sorry, let me think of a word with J.
J as in jump.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Gotcha, J as in jump. And do you have a suffix? Are you a junior or senior, for example?
No. No, sir.
Okay, and what is your social?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'd be skeptical about sharing my social.
Yeah, no worries, Tiffany. I totally do understand that. Just to let you know, the reason why we require their social is it's what allows our attorney partners to pull your medical records on your behalf. That's what it's tied to. Additionally, all of our partners and us as well. So that our partners are regulated by the Bar Association. So if there was ever any mishandling of your personal information, they would there lose their licenses and there would be penalties for us as well. So of course, both you and anyone else, we do take your privacy very seriously. In addition, if you're not comfortable sharing that at this moment, I can also just take the last four. But you did say 337, right?
Okay,
so you said 337-94-5555.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have your email down here as Tiffany, you're spelled as your first name, 23.Wilson@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have your phone number down here as 662-309-8980.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and is this your cell phone or is it a home phone?
This is a cell phone.
Gotcha. And Tiffany, what's your mailing address?
184 Cleveland Row. And this is Sledge, Mississippi, 38670.
You said 184 Cleveland Road, Sledge, Mississippi, 38670.
Yes.
Okay. And is there a unit or apartment number, or is it just a house?
A house.
Okay. Gotcha. And then this is in regards to your diagnosis of your diagnosis of meningioma. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Kevin Foley.
You said Kevin Foley. Could you spell the last name for me, please?
It's F-O-L-E-Y.
Okay. And the first name, I would assume that's spelled K-E-V-I-N, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
Baptist Memorial. And that's out of Memphis.
You said Baptist Memorial in Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the one on Walnut Grove Road?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Thankfully, we have Google and Google Maps, which makes my job so much easier with finding all this stuff. So I'll just go ahead and copy and paste all this. 6019 Walnut Grove Road, Memphis, 38120. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Copy and paste. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you ever have any other cancer diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay. And as far as the doctor that treated you for meningioma, which doctor was this?
That's Dr. Foley.
Same one? Okay, gotcha.
You said treated me for it? Right.
Yes.
Because he did the surgery. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And I would assume this was the same hospital then as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll go ahead and copy and paste that again. Baptist Memorial Hospital, Memphis, Walnut Grove Road. 901-226-5000. You know the idea. And then this is in regards to the doctor that was prescribing you the Depo Provera. Do you remember what doctor this was?
This is my primary doctor, Dr. George Tucker.
You said George Tucker, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I would assume that's spelled J-E-O-R-G-E, last name Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, George Tucker. And what hospital was this at?
That's Methodist out of Olive Branch.
Okay, give me just a second. You said Olive Ranch?
Olive Branch.
Olive Branch. Mississippi.
Mississippi. The zip code is 38654.
Okay, give me just a second. Olive Branch, Mississippi. You said 38654?
Mm-hmm.
38654. Okay, gotcha. Let me just go ahead and punch that in. Was that the name of the hospital or was that the address?
That was the zip code and the town and the state. But the name of the hospital is Methodist.
Okay, so that's Methodist Hospital in Olive Branch, Mississippi, mm-hmm. right?
Methodist Olive Branch, yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Give me just a second to Google that. Okay, I see it. Methodist Olive Branch Hospital on Bethel Road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for double checking with me there. Bada bing, bada boom. Copy and paste. Methodist Olive Branch Hospital. And okay. Sorry, I'm not the fastest typer. Bear with me for just a second here. Do apologize. I'm trying to find a phone number for them, but for some reason... Oh, just kidding. I found it. 662-932-9000. And was it the same pharmacy here as well, or was there a different address for this pharmacy?
No, you said what? Is the pharmacy there?
Yeah.
So I was going there to get the shot.
Okay, gotcha. So as far as the prescribing pharmacy, it would be the same facility then?
Yes, because the doctor was giving me the shots. I wasn't picking up anything.
Okay, gotcha. Makes sense. Right. Okay. I can just copy and paste everything there then. 4250 Bethel, Methodist Olive Branch. Perfect. And, okay, do you have any copies of medical records that would show your diagnosis?
Not on me at this moment.
Okay, yeah, no worries. But
you
would, yeah. Yeah, but you know they exist, like, at the hospital per se, and would you be able to call your doctor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. And then, if required, would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And alrighty, lastly, we're actually almost done here. Lastly, all I need is an emergency contact. This is just in case anything happens to you and we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time, but in most cases, we wouldn't have to reach out to them. Do you have anyone that you want to use as an emergency contact, Mrs. Tiffany?
Yes, sir. You could put my grandmother down.
Okay. Does she live with you or does she live separately?
She lives with me.
Okay, and what is her name?
Lucille Wilson.
You said Lucille, L-U-C-I-L-L-E?
Yes, Pilgrim, P-I-L-G-R-I-M.
Okay, Lucille Pilgrim Wilson.
It's just Lucille Pilgrim.
Oh, Lucille Pilgrim, gotcha, okay. And then you said this is your grandmother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's her phone number?
662-301-3613.
I've heard 662-301-3613.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then does she have an email address as well?
Yes, sir. She's 70 years old, so she doesn't quite know how to access it without me. But if you just need one on file.
Yeah. I don't have to put one down, but if you have one you can provide, then I can put it down.
Okay. I will have to find it.
Yeah.
Because like I said, she doesn't.
Honestly, if you don't know it offhand, then don't worry about it. We have the phone number, so that's okay. And then, so you did say she lives with you, so it would be the same address, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'll copy and paste that. And already, so we're actually almost done here, Tiffany. I do appreciate your patience. Lastly, all I'm going to do is I'm going to read off some quick compliance items just to make sure that everything that we've discussed is correct. So I'll read off a handful of things for just a brief minute. And if anything sounds incorrect, just go ahead and stop me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tiffany, we did confirm that you do not have an attorney. You haven't signed any documents or packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, and during that time, you got at least 4 shots. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera, and you were also taking Depo-Provera between 1992 to the present day. Alrighty, well, if that all sounds good on your end, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start drafting up some documents for you to digitally sign. That should only take you 1 to 2 minutes. It's very easy to do. Would you prefer to receive these by text or email? Or I can send it to both if you'd like.
You could do both if you like. That way, if it doesn't come through the phone, I can just pull it up in my email, my
Yeah,
laptop.
absolutely. I usually send it to both anyways, but some people prefer one or the other. But yeah, sending it to both does make the most sense. Give me just a second. I'll go ahead and start punching that in. And then we should be good to go. All I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the drafts on my end. Then I'll read off a few of your personal information items as well, just to make sure it's all correct. Because on the off chance that I made any typos or if I punched something in wrong, then you would have to re-sign it, and I just don't want to make you have to do that again. So I'll just make sure that I have it all right. Okay, I'm gonna hit continue and next here so I can pull it up for myself. I'll read some of these back to you. So we've got Tiffany J. Wilson. Okay, you live on 184 Cleveland Road. Your date of birth is October 28th, 1997. I have your social here as 337-94-5555. Okay, perfect. That all sounds correct. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit send on my end, and you should be receiving a text message with a link for DocuSign momentarily. So just let me know when you get that. Should be coming right now.
Okay, from Ethan.
Yes, it should be from Ethan, and it should contain a link that you can click on, which will take you to DocuSign. And okay, if so, Tiffany, the process to sign these digitally is pretty straightforward. It's really easy. There should be some yellow buttons that tell you exactly where to either draw signatures or initials. Some have to be signatures, some have to be initials. Again, it's pretty easy, but if you need any help, I'll just be here on the line and you let me know, okay?
Yes, sir.
In the meantime, while you're doing that, Tiffany, I'll send you a text message from my personal office number from a 949 number, and I'll also send you an email with my company and contact card. That way you have all of my information, okay?
Okay, it says I'm finished signing.
Okay, perfect. Let me just check it on my end just to make sure everything went through correctly. I just received it. I see it here. Alrighty, I see your signature right there. And I see your initials. Okay, perfect. Everything looks good on my end, Tiffany. So from here on out, again, I do appreciate your time. You should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next few days or maybe a week or so. That's just to basically call you and double check and confirm that everything on this information is correct. And then after that, the attorneys that we partner with that are now representing you, they'll be able to handle the rest. And I do believe that should be all you need to do. Okay, and in the meantime, I'm going to send you a quick text message. Let me know if you receive that. I just want to be sure. Yeah, and so that's my personal office number. So if from any point here on out you want to call or text me back, if you have any questions, any concerns, that's going to be the number you're going to want to call or text. I can do either or. So yeah, and then I'm also, as soon as we hang up, I'll just go ahead and send you an email as well. And that's going to contain my contact card with all of my company information as well. So you can reach out if anything changes, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I needed from you today, Tiffany, and I do wish you all the best. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. You take care.